Everest Daily Signal, June 11, 2026. Trump cancels Iran strikes hours after threatening to take Karg Island. Trump threatened to take Karg Island, then canceled Thursday's strikes, citing Iranian approval of talks. Brent eased to $88.86 as markets traded de-escalation as the base case. Signal 1. Trump cancels Thursday strikes hours after Karg Island threat. On the 11th of June, President Trump said the U.S. would hit Iran very hard tonight and that he wanted to take Iran's Karg Island oil export hub. Hours later, he announced he had canceled the scheduled strikes, saying discussions with Iran had been brought to the highest level of Iranian leadership and approved. Equities rallied and oil fell on the news, with Brent down $2.40 on the day to $88.86. Everest Signal. Threat to cancellation inside a single news cycle is the tell. Strike orders are functioning as a negotiating instrument, not a campaign plan, and markets traded it that way. Brent is now down $5.04 on the week as de-escalation becomes the base case. The Karg threat briefly priced a worst case the White House withdrew within hours, so the durability of the oil pullback depends entirely on the talks track being real. Watch for a named venue or scheduled session for U.S.-Iran discussions within the next week. If none materializes and strike threats resume, the cancellation reads as theater and the war risk bid returns. Signal 2. U.S. disables Iran-bound tanker in Gulf of Oman. U.S. forces disabled an Iran-bound tanker in the Gulf of Oman on the 11th of June. The vessel's Indian crew was reported safe after a fire aboard the ship. Everest Signal. Maritime interdiction proceeded on the same day Washington canceled airstrikes, citing progress in talks. The kinetic track at sea and the diplomatic track on land are running in parallel, not in sequence. That gap matters for tanker owners and war risk underwriters. A negotiated pause in bombing does not extend to Iran-linked hulls, so cover on Gulf of Oman transits should not be priced off ceasefire headlines. Watch interdiction reports over the next 2 weeks. Another disabled or seized vessel while talks proceed confirms maritime enforcement is standing policy rather than residue of the canceled strike package. Signal 3. U.S. sanctions China-based individuals and firms over Iran links. Washington imposed sanctions on the 11th of June on individuals and companies based in China for their links to Iran, per Argom. Everest Signal. Compliance risk on China-routed Iran trade does not unwind with a ceasefire headline. Washington expanded designations on the 11th of June even as it stood down strikes, keeping financial pressure the constant across escalation and de-escalation phases alike. Banks and commodity traders intermediating China-Iran flows face listing risk regardless of where the kinetic track lands. Watch the next round of U.S. designations over the coming month. Further China-based listings while talks proceed would confirm sanctions as the durable instrument of this confrontation. Signal 4. Kuwait's KIA joins $10 billion AI infrastructure venture with KKR, NVIDIA. Kuwait Investment Authority joined a $10 billion venture led by KKR alongside chipmaker NVIDIA and power generator Vistra to launch Helix Digital Infrastructure, a company providing infrastructure for AI hyperscalers, KKR announced this week, per AGBI. Everest Signal. Kuwait's traditionally conservative sovereign fund taking direct AI infrastructure exposure alongside NVIDIA is a notable allocation shift, and the timing shows Gulf sovereign capital kept deploying into U.S. tech infrastructure through a week of strike threats. The $10 billion venture targets the power plus compute combination that is the binding constraint in AI buildout, pairing Vistra's generation capacity with NVIDIA's chips. Watch for Helix's first announced site or anchor hyperscaler customer over the next quarter. A named deal validates the venture as operational rather than a capital commitment headline. Signal 5. 80 Ports bids for additional 36.3% of Alexandria Container Operator. 80 Ports Group submitted an offer to acquire an additional 36.3% stake in Alexandria Container and Cargo Handling Company, per Argom. Everest Signal. Mediterranean container capacity is being bought while Hormuz transit remains constrained. The Alexandria move extends Abu Dhabi's East Med port footprint at a moment Egyptian equities are cheap, with the EGX 30 down roughly 1,800 points on the week to 50,819. A successful 36.3% acquisition would deepen UAE control over a key Egyptian container gateway, reinforcing the logistics diversification pattern away from Gulf choke point exposure. Watch the Egyptian regulatory response to the tender over the coming month. Approval timing or the emergence of a competing bid will show how contested Gulf capital's push into Egyptian ports has become. Signal 6. Saudi Arabia lifts 5-year ban on Lebanese imports. Saudi Arabia lifted its 5-year ban on Lebanese imports this week, a step described as marking a thaw in Gulf-Lebanon ties. Everest Signal. A trade reopening from Riyadh while it manages Hormuz fallout signals the Lebanon file is being de-risked separately from the Iran confrontation. Lebanese exporters and Gulf-Lebanon logistics operators get the immediate benefit. The larger read is that trade normalization arriving ahead of any security settlement suggests Riyadh is paying into the de-escalation track. Watch for follow-on steps, resumed flights, or a senior Saudi visit to Beirut within the next month. Their absence would mark this as a symbolic gesture rather than a reopening. Signal 7. UAE orders 90-day agentic AI sprint across 50 federal entities. The UAE government gave 50 federal entities 90 days to identify and deploy agentic AI use cases, the operational phase of an initiative announced 7 weeks ago to bring agentic AI to half of all public services within 2 years, per Middle East AI News. E-Verus Signal. A dated government-wide deadline converts the UAE's agentic AI pledge from announcement into a procurement event. Vendors selling AI tooling into Gulf governments now have a demand window closing around early September. 7 weeks from announcement to mandated sprint is an execution cadence that distinguishes Abu Dhabi's AI program from regional peers' strategy documents. Watch the sprint deadline in early September. Published use case deployments across the 50 entities confirm the execution premium read. Silence at the deadline kills it. Iranian regime narrative. No significant shift in regime media narrative detected today. This has been the E-Verus Daily Signal.